Progress.
Hello and welcome to Nick V Uncensored. Today we've got Melissa Redpill, and today we're going to be talking about Nicki Minaj, how she's doing a great job with exposing the satanic Hollywood, and also talking about the Epstein list. We're going to go into the 3rd of March of 2026. Melissa believes there's going to be a blood red moon, and we're going to go into what's going to happen there spiritually and esoterically and energetically. So Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. How are you and what have you been up to?
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to see you. And it's really some exciting days coming up. We've been talking about, you know, moving into this end game, and I feel like it's heating up so much. We're in that, what I believe is the last month. It's definitely the last month before Purim. Purim is literally a celebration of the annihilation of our enemies. They really did not have us celebrate that because they didn't want us to even, you know, go there in our minds. But I just feel like we've got some big days coming. So this last month, just everybody buckle up. One of the things I just love seeing is that these big names, they've been kind of keeping quiet, but now they're coming out with so much truth. And one of the ones I wanted to show you was Nicki Minaj.
Right.
Huge following. You ready?
Okay, let's go into it.
All right, let's do it. All right, so here is, for the first thing I want to show you is one of Nicki Minaj's new songs. And she is, and moving back up, the Grammys were last night, or night before, whatever it was. And she had a bigger search for her name than the Grammys. So what she is talking about is getting a lot of play. I think that it is the moment in time finally where the people realize that the Hollywood is not who we thought they were, and that they are doing evil. And she is exposing that. So, but there's also, it puts her in danger in her life because she's, you know, exposing all this, and you know, it's dangerous. Especially because, you know, with us, maybe we can reach thousands, maybe tens of thousands or 100,000, but she can, with one post, reach millions. And that's a big problem. So I want you to hear this because she's being very courageous, in my opinion. Maybe this is not someone you follow, you know, your people follow, but I wanted you to hear her song. I think it's really great because she's like, I'm going to tell the truth and God will protect me. So it's really brave. Yeah, go ahead.
Is she exposing it just through a song, or is she doing it in a song and other ways?
Both. Every way.
And where can people follow her to find that?
Nicki Minaj, NickiMinaj.
But I mean, is it on her X? Is it on her Instagram?
Yes, I'm sorry, on X. Yeah.
Okay, I've got it.
Yeah, I'll show that to you here in just a second. First, I'll play the song, though. And then I'm also sharing her posts over on Melissa Redpill.
Vibes maneuver the jet ski, cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me, cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
I just think that is so powerful because, especially when you know what she is sharing, I'm going to show you that right now, what she's sharing on her ex, that she's being extremely courageous. For example, here, how about this one? Your favorite artist has been practicing rituals in a satanic cult. So she's not holding back at all. And she's not just, you know, she did show some pictures of Jay-Z, but here she's saying your favorite artist. And what she's basically saying is all these people who you have followed and adored are, you know, and then pop culture. Now, maybe you guys are not into the pop culture, but the pop culture, these people have made a deal with the devil, basically. And so that's who she's calling out. She says, where they take babies from other countries and mutilate and kill them as a form of blood sacrifice to their God. You see, when your master is Satan, you must constantly shed blood. However, the jig is up. How about that?
Yeah, and I believe it's not just musicians and artists. I think it's politicians.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's a lot of people. I think it's directors of Hollywood.
Yes.
Lots of people behind the scenes. I think it's going to be people like Hillary Clinton taking children from Haiti.
Yes, exactly.
Donald Trump spoke about indirectly in the debate in 2016.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so what she's doing is exposing the artists, though. And so, you know, what she has, you know, personal knowledge of. And I appreciate what she's doing because she's getting this truth out there. It's, and like I said, every one of her posts is getting millions of views. Here's one that got 5.8 million views right there. It's, I'm absolutely amazing. She says, anyone who votes, and actually I think that at one point it says Democrat, but anyway, Democrat again is a fool. Let me make this a little bit where you can see it.
Any Christian who votes Democrat.
Uh-huh. They're showing people that it's okay to disrupt a church during worship. This is how they truly feel about you. The veil is lifted. No morals, no integrity. It's not enough for them to have an opinion. They've escalated to physical intrusion of places of worship. The demons inside them are so bothered all the time. That is huge for her to really point that out because, you know, everybody always has thought, oh, you know, the devil made me do it or whatever, not really taking it seriously. What she is saying that these people have literally taken in demons. They operate under the power of demons, and that's how they've risen to these levels of power. But they are, you know, pure evil.
Well, they could be possessed.
Exactly.
These people from the highest level through satanic rituals.
Exactly.
What you do is you fracture the soul.
Yep.
And then an overlay, I call it a Draco overlay, which is a devil, which is, I think a devil is a metaphor for something much more cosmic, a dark entity, and that enters the body and possesses the body and basically is consciousness that's disconnected to source.
Right. It's so awful. It's just awful. Mm. And, you know, people, you know, they think it's going to be fine, you know, when they, because they are so greedy, they want the power, they want the fame, they want the fortune, et cetera. But then they do this and they can't go back. And it's just awful. And, you know, I'm so thankful that we have the light of Christ dwelling within us, you know, and it gives you so much, even in the middle of trouble and struggling, like what she was saying, that she's, even though she's under all this, these attacks, that God's light protects her and the angels protect her. So, but these people are under this horrible oppression all the time. And that's what she's saying. Mm. She's pointing it right out. The demons inside them are so bothered. Imagine that. It's just, it must be like having hell inside you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the other thing I want to say is that the fact that she's also speaking out now, Nicki Minaj, it's a very big signal,
yes,
or an indication that things are, she's safe. She's a lot safer than things were before. That could mean that a lot of people could be arrested, or too many people know, or they could be on tag, or there's a lot of trials, or a lot of them have already been taken down.
Right. Either way, or she just could be crazy, courageous. You know, I do feel very strongly that we're in that end game. We're right at the door of this happening, and I'll show you that in just a second with the blood moon because it's
you're right.
Cool.
You're right about her being courageous, but I think it's also wise for her to be strategically know when to come out and say something like that.
Right. And you're right. I have another video I didn't pull up, but that she was saying that at some point that she would start naming names. And so, you know, that was like a few years ago. And so she's known this, but she's had to wait until the proper time, until it was time to do this. And I think, you know, she was just, she's been meeting with President Trump. I feel like, you know, he's saying, okay, giving her the go ahead that it's time, you know, to do this because he's at that point where we're going to pull the trigger. So here's another one. As they do their ritual tonight. So she was calling that a ritual. God Almighty will reveal himself to them. How about that? This is outrageous. 8.5 million people have seen this post. The ritual will backfire on them. God will not be mocked. Now, you know, we've already heard about Whitney Houston being a literal sacrifice ritual. And maybe her daughter, because she died in the very same way. And so that's not a coincidence. And so I don't know. I haven't heard. Have you heard of anything specific happening on the night of the Grammys of a ritual?
I did not. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, so we'll have to see if something comes out about that over time. I haven't heard about it either, but that's what they typically do. And they have these rituals and they feel like that helps to give them, you know, power to have success on the Grammys or whatever they're doing. So that ritual, she said, will backfire on them. God will not be mocked. Blessed is the mighty name of Jesus Christ. How about that? She is coming out with it. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned and put to shame. There you go.
Watch.
Yeah, watch. How about that? It's really amazing to see that. Like I said, 8.5 million people have seen that post. That's why they're scared of her. They cannot control her. That's why they've always wanted to control all of these politicians and actors, you know, artists. Here's one more. It says they're flying in immigrants to vote because they reneged on all the promises they made to African Americans and can no longer get the African American vote by default. So she is waking up the African American community that these people are that's why they're bringing in all these immigrants, because they know that you're on to them. She says they're causing distractions in the streets to distract from the billions they stole from taxpayers. She's really laying it out there. So I just really appreciate what she's doing. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I don't know if it's distracting. A lot of people are really, really angry, especially here in the UK. They're like, why is a government giving free accommodation to and housing to and everything to illegal immigrants just coming in here who are imposing their, you know, their third world beliefs onto a Western civilization, and this taxpayers' money, and it's just going up. So right. No, in the UK, I think there is
finally
a lot of that.
Finally,
yeah. Finally, yeah.
That's great. Well, and it's a, you know, it was a matter of, you had to show them. We had to, President Trump, as the 17 board says, sometimes you can't tell the people, you have to show them. Yeah. All right. So this is another one. This guy right here, I can't remember his name. Arsman, something like that. Whatever. Sorry, I can't remember his name. I didn't know how big his channel was when I found this clip, but he has like 4 million views, followers over on YouTube, and you might not be familiar with him, you know, and I wasn't, but he was red-pilled live on his show about the election fraud, and I thought he was literally going to cry, because he's like, you know, what do you mean that the election was stolen? Because he's been arguing with his mom all this time. Do you want to hear this clip?
Yeah, I do. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's very,
see that live.
And right. Yeah.
In real time.
Check it out. Yeah. This young man was red-pilled live on his broadcast, where he found out that the 2020 election was really stolen. This is rocking his world. This is happening to a lot of people right now. This is the great awakening we've been waiting for. And it's going to be a tough one. It's a tough red pill to swallow. Check it out.
Trump is proven to be right about the 2020 election. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I really don't. I honestly don't even know what I'm going to do with myself if that happens.
Today, during a search, that FBI agents are going through materials found today during a search of the Fulton County, Georgia election office.
Oh, my
that
God.
That search is said to be related to the 2020 election. Correspondent David Spunt has details tonight. Good evening, Dave.
Brett, good evening. FBI agents are still on site.
It was
the
stolen.
Records warehouse for the Fulton County, Georgia Board of Elections.
Oh, my
God. The matter
God.
Is sealed before court, meaning details are limited, but we can report this is related to the 2020 presidential election. Sources tell Fox News that agents retrieved documents, phones, and computers after a judge signed a warrant. President Trump has long.
A judge signed a warrant for this. You've got to keep that in mind. Like, they got a search warrant to go in there and do all this. If he gets elected, if he gets vindicated.
Okay, so he goes into some very colorful language right there, and you guys might want to check it out over on my Melissa Red Pill account. You can just search for this right there. There's the wording for the post. But he is flipping out because he realizes that, you know, that he was misled by, and he was lied to by the mainstream media, and that they literally did steal the election. But almost most importantly, he's upset because his mom was telling him the whole time, just like we've been telling people all the whole time, this election was stolen, and they didn't want to believe it because they believed the liars. They believed the mainstream media. And so it's a tough pill to swallow because, you know, they pushed back on their family members. They even cut off relationships with family members. And it's an awakening moment for everyone to realize that the election was stolen. I really appreciate him getting the truth out there. You know, I'm sure like millions have seen that on his channel. And so, you know, I just said in my video, hey, you know, we're not trying to make everybody feel bad. It's just we all got to come together. We all got to realize that we've all been lied to.
Exactly. In different ways and different topics. And absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So that is a huge wake up awakening for so many people. Very exciting to watch that happening. Okay. So here's what's happening in March. March 3rd is Purim. And so a lot of people don't maybe know what Purim is, but it is a biblical festival from the book of Esther. And we were told to keep these festivals perpetually year after year, because that would seed our thoughts on, you know, what was coming in the future. But they pretty much just took it completely out of the church. They said that's just for Jewish people, for Israelites. But what I talk about on my channel, because I talk about how this is biblical, that we are Israel. Those who follow God, those who have the light of God in them are Israelites. It's not about ethnicity. It's about what's in your heart. And so we should have been celebrating this whole time. But again, we, you know, basically followed whatever we were told by the leaders in the religious institutions. Anyway, so that festival coming up on the full moon in March, which is March 3rd, is to celebrate the destruction of our enemies, because in the book of Esther, they had an edict out to destroy humanity, and they were defeated. God's people defeated them, not because the edict was stopped, but because they annihilated the bad guys. They killed the enemies. And so that's exactly what we are doing. That is what I feel like, you know, I've always said the biblical time for this whole house of cards to come down is Purim. That is the exact festival for that. There's also a festival for canceling debts. There's also a festival for having the forgiveness of sins. I mean, there's several festivals, but this is a big one. And this is when, you know, I feel like there very likely something big could happen on that day. So that's 1 month away, or 1 moon away, because we just had the full moon on Sunday.
So
go ahead.
Do you think this is like energetically?
Well, you know, that's a very good, that's a very interesting question. All of this is we're being led by the Spirit of God, and even the heavens are doing the same thing. We're all in concert together. All of creation is working together, because you feel it. I feel it. Everybody feels it. The people in, you know, who are watching social media, everybody is waking up to this. These Epstein files that have just come out exposing, you know, Epstein, all the emails that he finally, thank God, these emails came out. That tells you right there we're in the end game, because these emails have finally come out exposing so many people, so many Hollywood people, so many politicians. I think one of the politicians in England just resigned. I can't remember his name, Lord Baltimore something or another. Anyway, so people are realizing they're very embarrassing information coming out. So I've been tracking a lot of that over my social media.
And go ahead. And this is going to be very difficult for people to trust now, once they see the list, to trust this digital ID situation.
What do you mean?
You know?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, the governments, they want to control us with digital ID. Have you heard of that one?
Right.
Yeah. Well, when people start seeing who, you know, how many people are starting to resign, like the gentleman you spoke about in the UK resigning, which I think there's going to be a lot more.
Right.
Names are going to be coming out. There could be court cases coming up, trials, executions. I don't know if they're going to be public or not, but I did hear that they may be. People are going to lose trust, and their implementation of digital ID is going to weaken.
Okay. So that's why I'm not quite catching the connection there. So how does that impact digital ID?
Credibility.
Okay.
Credibility, yeah. I mean, if you've got all your they're a member of, you know, all these people in your government resigning, what does that do? That's going to weaken the government.
Right. Right. And so it'll have to be
it's where collapsing, isn't it? It's part of the collapse.
Right. And it's got to be where the people who are put in these positions are those that we can trust. That's why I think that President Trump has chosen people like RFK that we, you know, completely trust, you know, by and large, people like Dr. Oz, you know, that people have known for a long, long time. You know, Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, you know, we've followed him on Fox News for years. So it's somebody that we know from years of experience that this is a trustworthy person. Same thing with, you know, Kash Patel. You know, there's still scuttlebutt coming that you hear about them, but for the most part, you know that they are on the right. And then, you know, when you have someone like President Trump who calls balls and strikes, you know, he will call out the good guys, he'll call out the bad guys. And that's really what it's going to take so that when we, you know, when we move into the golden age, we have good people that we can trust in these positions, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's because really, you know, President Trump, the way he's working behind the scenes, directly and indirectly, because he does a lot of things indirectly.
Yeah.
He plays games. He pretends he's not interested in the Epstein files. We've got better things to be. So these are all tactful military intelligence communications to stir, to troll, to get them to want it to come out, thinking and hoping that Donald Trump's going to be in it.
Right.
And for me, when I mentioned about the digital ID, because it's a digital ID is enslavement.
Right.
The Epstein list, in my opinion, is going to bring down a lot of the governments worldwide, and that's going to destabilize their agenda.
Great.
But this is what I mean.
I see what you're saying. Gotcha. I see the connection there. Right. And then, you know, last week, I made a whole list of all the things that President Trump has done. I'll have to show you that in my video. It's pinned on my Melissa Red Pill X account. But so much has happened since Christmas, and so that takes us from what I believe that was the trigger. Christmas Day was the trigger, as we talked about before, about the angel standing in the sun. That this is the trigger for the. To advance from the 1260 days, which is a biblical, like a completion of a battle, to the 1335 days. And that is actually on Purim. And so, you know, we're seeing so many things happen, getting out of the WHO, getting basically the UN is pointless because no one trusts them. They know that the Board of Peace is going to actually do that job. Getting out of NATO because they're of no effect. I mean, just so many things are happening right now. And now, the Epstein files. I just heard that Bill and Hillary Clinton finally had to agree to come and speak, you know, be questioned before Congress about Epstein. So, you know, so many things are happening, and just buckle up because this next month is probably going to even be more as more of this comes out. So that's our job, is to get this truth out. But there's going to be a blood moon, which is obviously an ominous sign for, you know, for the cabal. And then also, like I said, it's the 1335th day. So this is all happening on March 3rd, 3-3, which would be a very appropriate time for them to be brought down, for this house of cards to be brought down. So for there to be arrests.
This Purim festival, Melissa, is it a one-off event, or does it come around every year?
Every year. And so what happens is when you have these festivals, you celebrate what happened in the past with, you know, Esther saving, you know, she was the queen of Persia, the Persian Empire. And the Lord raised her up just like he's raising us up, as basically we are the queen. You know, we are represented by Virgo as the queen, that we are all wanting to produce truth and righteousness and justice and peace in the world. And so to save the world. And so that's exactly what she did. Esther did. She saved the world. Every Saturday morning, we're doing a series on that. So go to Red Pill the World, my Rumble account. All my social media is on Melissa Red Pill. And you can watch and learn what the Purim what Purim is about, and go through the book of Esther, you know, one chapter at a time. But yeah, we look back at that. But the great thing is we're looking forward to the day when it will be fulfilled for the entire world. It's not just a historic event, but it's also a roadmap. That's what I didn't really understand when, you know, I would always look at these historical stories. I didn't really understand that piece of it. And so here are my books where I've, let me see if I can get this to refresh. But here's it. it's not just historical events. It's a roadmap to what is going to happen in the future. So here are my books that I've written. I don't know why it's not taking so long to refresh. Anyway, there we go. This one specifically, right here, let me move over a little bit. This one right here, The Major Clues for Minor Prophets. That one is basically, it's a lot of history, but each of those stories in history was guiding us on what was going to happen, because it's a repeating of history, but in a bigger way for the entire world instead of just for a small group. Anyway, so this is the Decode of Revelation. These are like all these Bible stories that we've heard all of our lives, that they're being fulfilled in our day. Right. It's really exciting. Mm-hmm. And then the Golden Age, where we're headed. But yeah, does that answer the question? I think that was it.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you very well. Yes. I just love your decoding and, you know, the biblical edge that you give us. I really do appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Well, the last thing I was going to say, here's the one I posted over on my social media. It is on my Melissa Red Pill, and it is pinned on the top of my Melissa Red Pill X. And I go through biblically what is happening since Christmas. And that I believe this fulfills the prophecy in Daniel 12 about getting to the 1335 days. If you want to understand what I'm talking about there, just go and look at this one. It says, what brings down the house, basically the house of cards. So anyway, I think that's everything.
Well, thank you very much, Melissa. I think you want to pray, right?
Yes, of course. Of course we do. Of course. Yes. Thank you so much for reminding me. All right. Thank you so much, Lord, that you have planned all of this for us, and you've given us so many clues, and you've awakened us, and you've spoken to our hearts so that you are guiding us every step. Thank you for all these who are sharing the truth. Everybody pulling together, whether it's small accounts or medium-sized accounts or huge accounts like Nicki Minaj, we just pray that you will protect everyone who is out here sharing the truth, and that just like that young man who realized that he had been lied to, that everyone will realize that we have a common enemy, and that we all just need to come together and to go and pull down this horrible regime so that we can have beautiful days of peace and health and wealth for everyone all over the world. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Melissa. Always a pleasure to see you. You look great.
And
we'll speak again.
You too. Love you, bro.
Very soon.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.